John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a hard thing to comprehend because Jesus was here over 2,000 years ago, so how does his death have anything to do with anyone today? Well, Jesus died for the world, and not just for the world at that time, he died for everyone in the past, and for everyone in the future. He suffered every kind of pain for us, so that we could relate and understand that God loves us. We can't relate to an all-knowing and all-powerful God. So he sent his Son Jesus, to be born as one of us, to live as one of us, and to die as one of us. But instead of dying as one of us, he died in place of all of us. It goes back to the original sin. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they fell away from God. The wages of sin is death. And everyone that was ever born after that was born into sin. Being a good person has nothing to do with it. We all have a sinful heart, sinful thoughts, and we all deserve death. So when God sent his Son Jesus, he did it through a holy conception, so that Jesus wouldn't be born into the same original sin that we are all under. Jesus came to show and teach the world love and compassion. And although this was a good thing, it scared a lot of people. So from the very moment he was born, many people wanted him dead. And at age 33, a plot was played out to put him to death. But this was God's plan. Because a pure innocent man had to die so that we all could have a chance to be reunited with God. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. See, even though Jesus died for the sins of the world, it's not an automatic thing. In other words, you can't keep sinning and sinning and sinning because Jesus paid the price for your sins. Jesus died for those who want a changed heart. You kind of have to try things on your own and fall on your face a few times before you realize that the world's pleasure does not bring joy. God gives us free will. We can smoke, drink, party, and take part in any pleasure we want. God knows it will only drive us into loneliness and depression, but we don't understand that. So we repeat the same sins over and over and over, thinking things will end up different. That's the lie of the devil. God is the father of life, but the devil is the father of lies. So the devil will do anything to keep you thinking that you are in charge of your own life. And the problem is, you are in charge. You are in charge of making a choice. The choice is, are you going to follow the ways of the world and die? Or, are you going to follow God and end up in the kingdom of heaven? That is the choice. You can't have it both ways. You can't say you love God but yet keep sinning. You have to repent. Once you give your sins to Jesus, you can't go back and keep sinning. But there is a reward. Coming to God does not mean you now become this super boring person with no excitement. See, you were created by God, so God knows your identity. You won't know your true identity until you have a relationship with God, a long relationship. It's not like you come to God and 2 minutes later God changes your identity. Your identity comes with a changed heart. And that could take a while. Confessing your sins is one thing, but stopping the sins is a whole nother ball game. Your heart and mind are trained on old habits, so in certain situations things will set off triggers that will make you fall back into sin. So God has to work in your life to change your heart and mind so you can become the person that God meant you to be. God is love. And Jesus is always there to help you through all the hard times and struggles. But it starts with a prayer. A prayer that confesses you are a sinner and invites Jesus to be the Lord of your life. This prayer starts your relationship with God. It's a relationship that you build by praying daily, reading the Bible, going to church, and making Christian friends. Friends that won't judge you, but will help you become the person that God meant you to be. If you are ready to ask Jesus into your life, you can pray along with the following prayer, or you can say your own prayer. The words in a prayer is not what matters, it's only the heart that matters to God. You can tell him anything and express any emotion. God can handle it. In fact, if you hold back, God can't help you because you're not being totally honest. And Jesus totally understands what you are going through. God will only get angry if you lie or if you cover something up. But as long as you are trying to become what God wants you to be, that is all God requires. Just trust and obey, and God will take care of you. Now, if you are ready, pray this prayer along with me. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me and clean my heart and my mind. I now understand that you died for me, and I thank you for paying the price for my sinful nature. God, I ask you to make me your child. Direct my life and help me to change my ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now if you know anyone who is a Christian, go tell them you just asked Jesus into your life. And if you don't know anyone, go find a church, talk to a pastor, find anyone who can help you with your new walk with God. And be ready, because God Himself might send people to you. Just tell God what you need, and He will provide. I said tell God what you need, I didn't say tell God what you want. God will only give you the desires of your heart if it's in His will and timing. And sometimes God will put us through tests and trials in order to teach us things. But in the end, you will become who and what intended you to be. Who will call Him King? I hope you just did. Jesus died for your sins, but it doesn't end there. 3 days later He arose, Jesus was alive. Truly He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.